Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Screen Geeks Radio. This is Dave.
This is Barry.
And coming back, we got the band back together.
Yay, it's Josh.
Yay, Josh. Yay. And you're like here for a while now.
Yeah, I'm going to stay. Left Boulder.
Yay.
Hey, happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yep. You got tired of having to do projects and having your people do tripping acid or whatever it was?
Yeah, just ridiculous. Drugs.
Fair enough. All right. Well, yes, we're actually not going to have a topic this week. It's going to be a little bit of a short episode because we're getting prepped for a couple weeks from now. But we've got plenty to go through. Should I just go ahead and start off with the reader mail real quick?
Let's do it.
We have mail. Oh, and there's more than that. Okay. First of all, from the good, I'm going to start off with our new listener from Jonathan from Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. I heard about you guys from Geek Radio Daily and started listening. Your show is great and keep up the great work. I wanted to let you guys know about the blog I'm doing about movies, so we'll go ahead and link to that in the show notes. And we'll check it out and let you know what we think. And then we heard from Mr. Billy Flynn over at Geek Radio Daily. Said, as a child of the 80s, he was catching up a little bit and we've gone a couple weeks without a show. As a child of the 80s, let me say that watching both Ghostbusters and Gremlins in the theater gave me some fantastic summer movie memories. Roger Rabbit. Oh, how damn great was that. Moving on. I know it must be just me, but guys, I love Hudson Hawk. Quirky, odd, a musical, and simply the finest performance of David Caruso's career. Is it a good movie? Well, no, but it is a hell of a lot of fun. And then, Dave, you have to see Battlefield Earth. You will be stunned by how truly awful a film it is. Plus, it has only one scene change. They use the same Star Wars open the screen at the middle and whip to the next scene for every scene change. Every time it happens, I hear Homer saying, "Star wipe." Oh, dear Lord, it's bad. But hey, how much did Iron Man rock? And we talked about that because dear Lord, did it rock.
Yes, it did.
Then he sent us a part two. I can't believe I left this out. The Tim Burton Batman films. It's amazing they turned out as good as they did because the studio really wanted to go a different way. In fact, the reason Keaton did not do Batman Forever is because he wanted to do the story of Batman's origins. He wanted a darker film to see what it would take for Bruce to become the man he is. A side note for Batman Forever, I would have liked it a lot more if A, Tommy Lee Jones wasn't horrible as Harvey Two-Face. Did they ever say he was Harvey Dent? Man, I wanted to see Billy Dee tackle that role. And B, if Jim Carrey had actually played the Riddler. Yeah, he had a costume and a few tiny, barely there riddles, but he was actually closer to the Mad Hatter, and if they could have decided who he was, it would have, blah, 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 and the tone they wanted, they could have went far. Dark Knight is almost here, and I cannot wait. Hell, I'm even looking forward to seeing more of Two-Face than the one-second appearance in the new trailer. Iron Man rocked. Okay.
Very good. Thank you for that. I can't say I agree with you at all about Battlefield.
No. He said it was awful. It's Hudson Hawk.
Yeah, but how would you recommend it?
Yeah, even to see it. There is a scene in it that's worth seeing. It's where Kelly Preston shows up as this alien cyclo prostitute who's hitting on John Travolta. Yeah. She's got this really long tongue. That's the one scene in the movie that's like, yay, it's great. Otherwise, it's a terrible. And Hudson Hawk, no. I think David Caruso is much better in Jade, personally. But.
Okay, then.
I saw Battle for Earth in theaters.
I did too.
I'm sorry.
It was a lonely day. I was like, I was the only one in theater that day.
All right, well, let's talk about what hit theaters this past weekend.
That would be The Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian, and that's
yes,
it.
Yes, and that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's start with Barry, because what did you think of it?
Mixed, but I think it's a good movie. I liked it a little bit better than the first film. I think it still has a lot of the same problems. I thought that the actors can't hold a candle to those special effects and those action sequences, which I thought were even twice as phenomenal this time. But all the same, I thought that the acting, particularly the actors who embody these characters, weren't at all interesting. I thought that little swashbuckling mouse was the movie.
Eddie Izzard was awesome cast.
He was great.
Yes.
There's a swashbuckling mouse. And when the mouse shows up, the movie all of a sudden comes to life. Otherwise, I thought it was a terribly boring movie at times, honestly.
How much of you think is that, and how much of it is just, how can I put this, fantasy fatigue?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of the action sequences look like they're right out of Lord of the Rings.
Although the trees at the end. Dude, yeah. I love that.
It was good stuff, but it's like, this is like out of Lord of the Rings. And it's like, the guy who directed it, good director, but can't say he's especially cinematically... The movie's exciting, and it's not because of him. I'll just put it that way.
Gotcha. I think he's grown from the last movie. I think that's part of the reason why I think it was a vastly superior movie to the first film. It's a good time. If you're a Lewis fan, definitely check it out. It's well worth checking out, I think. We had a good time with it. Honestly, I hate to say it, but it almost got upstaged by the WALL-E trailer beforehand. Because, oh my gosh.
That looks wonderful.
I cannot wait. Whole. And I can almost kind of see where the Blade Runner thing's coming from, which I finally watched a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Watch the theatrical cut.
What'd you think?
It was really interesting. It was good. Yeah. I think it deserves all the hype.
Had you not seen it?
No, I hadn't. Oh. I hadn't. I didn't want to watch the director's bastardized version that's been out on DVD forever. So, yeah, there we go. All right, let's hit DVDs. Because
wait,
what?
Speed Racer.
Oh,
we'll talk about Speed Racer. Yes, yes.
I need to get the ding, ding, ding to get the brawling going. The geek.
You
brawl.
Should go first.
Cause... I should go first. All right. Well,
and we want to get email feedback from people because I know that Ethan sides more on Josh's side, I think, or he did going in before the movie came out.
Oh yeah.
But Barry.
All right. Well, whenever he wasn't racing, I was happy. Whenever he was racing, I thought it was a serious eye strain of a movie to watch. I thought it was just too much. It was so frenetic, I couldn't even tell what the heck was going on. I thought that's kind of similar, only similar to Prince Caspian, but so much more in the sense that I felt like the actors got completely swallowed up by the set direction, everything. Like Emil Hirsch and Christina Ricci, they're very appealing, they're very good actors, but I felt like they didn't stand a chance next to the special effects. And I think I told you this right after I saw the movie. I would have been very, very forgiving if the movie were 90 minutes, but at over 2 hours, I thought it was way too long. And to me, it was just next to the Flintstones. I think it's one of the most obnoxious animated movies I've seen. That's my opinion.
I didn't listen to your advice and I went on IMAX.
You did.
And
holy crap.
That is the only movie that has actually made me like nauseous when it was over. I was like leaning against the wall, like couldn't breathe. I agree with you. It was really, really long. I thought the first like hour was so plot heavy and I really just wanted a dumb movie out of it, you know? But, I don't know. I did like it. I think I don't know. I just am sick of people picking on it, so I think I just chose to like it.
Did you like Matthew Fox's Racer X?
He must have felt like a dumbass man in that costume.
Like, he looks like a dumbass in that costume, that whole movie. He looks like he's like out of a Madonna S&M video, and he's walking around this speed. He looks so silly.
He looks really silly.
Okay, then.
But, and it was not a good kids movie. I mean, it was trying to be so cheesy and stuff, but then it was just so plot heavy. It was like, it would have went over all the kids' heads. So it's like, I don't know. I have mixed feelings on it.
Didn't you think the martial arts sequences were better than the racing sequences?
Oh, yeah.
Weren't they great?
They know how to how to film a fight scene.
Those scenes
were
great.
Awesome.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Unfortunately, there's only like, two of them in the whole movie?
And like you said, the racing.
Because when I think Speed Racer, I think Kung Fu fights.
Right.
I'm just saying.
And assassins. And anytime anyone had even a general thought, it would flashback to something, and it just got so annoying after a while.
Yeah, they did that obnoxious thing where it's like the movie's visual motif. It's like it's a extreme close up of a head talking, and the camera passes by him, and you see that over and over and over again. It's like all these floating talking heads.
Orange juice. I had orange juice for breakfast, and then flashback to it was just like, are you serious?
Fair enough.
And it's so many supporting characters. Like, who are these people?
Yeah, there's like, for instance, the race in the desert, they showed like while they're racing they cut back to every single person that was in the race showing how they got involved, and longer than the race, like just explaining. It's like, what? And when they were racing, you couldn't tell what was going on because it was so fast.
Yeah,
the camera didn't even, I mean, the editing was like 1 second for each shot. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was like Tron and Fast Forward. That's what it was like for me.
But you liked it.
I don't know. I have mixed. I have to
guilty
think
pleasure?
About it. So.
Guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will you ever see it, Dave?
I might hit DVD. Maybe that's gonna be
take
the best
some Benadryl
shot.
Or something before you watch it. Yeah. Let me tell you.
Hey, I'm just on a 27-inch TV. I should be okay.
Okay. Yeah. Just don't IMAX with stuff.
Yeah. No. All right. Let's move on to the DVDs real quick because there ain't a whole heck of a lot there.
No. This week you had National Treasure: Book of Secrets, not my favorite sequel of last year, and available in a 1 and 2 disc special edition, like you even need.
And I think it has Blu-ray as well. I should start putting the high def stuff in there.
Yeah. All right. Well. Next week. All right.
Yeah. Whatever.
Either way, you don't need this one. Muppet Show season 3, excellent.
Yes, Fuzzy Bear on the cover.
That's all nice.
Oh,
and then a movie that if you're a serious horror fan, you should own this movie already. But here it is again, Night of the Living Dead remastered. How many times has this thing been released on DVD? And yet here
too
it is.
Many.
Way too know. Many times. I'd say probably as many times as if not more than Terminator 2, and that's a lot. That's over 100 right there.
Yeah, that's well. Evil Dead's probably still got it.
You're right. You're
but by
right.
a little bit, not by much.
Did you see the Night of the Living Dead with the new stuff that Romero shot in the beginning? It was like,
no,
he shot a whole extended sequence, like a beginning sequence in black and white and stuff.
Wow,
no,
it was on one of the DVD I borrowed from a friend.
I've been the Millennium Edition
check it
or
out.
Something. Okay, y'all
yeah,
cool. look that up. If anyone knows about it, tell us which version it is, and I'll Netflix it or something.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so let's hit some news because there's a bit. because, you know, not like we haven't done a show in 2 weeks or anything. Yeah, I'll let you go first.
Well, longtime fans of the show know I'm a big fan of Wes Craven's People Under the Stairs. According to the good people over at IMDb, it's been reported that a sequel is coming out starring A.J. Langer. Who's A.J. Langer? She was Killer Dane's best friend on My So-Called Life. She was also the president's daughter in Escape from L.A. So, of course, you don't remember who A.J. Langer is. She was the female lead in the People Under the Stairs, the one who was kept captive in the house. Anyway, they're doing a sequel, People Under the Stairs 2, very imaginatively titled, in which A.J. Langer is playing the girl, and it's years later, and basically she's flashing back to her time in the house. This is going to be straight to DVD at best, at worst. If they put this thing in theaters, as you were saying earlier, who remembers the People Under the Stairs other than me?
This is true. Yeah.
And I, you know, I will defend that movie to a point, but no sequel necessary, really.
There weren't any questions left to be answered, really.
Not for me, you know. I thought it summed it up quite
nicely.
Why
don't they just do a sequel to, like, Into the Mouth of Madness or some other stuff like that? Like, why? What?
Yeah, just really random stuff.
The Thing, too. Oh, wait, no, it's Carpenter. My bad. Still. Make about as much sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Coming from Kotaku, you know, these guys have gotten a lot of props lately, a lot of, especially because about the Uwe Boll thing. I guess I'll talk about that real quick, too. I guess I'll start there, because, dear sweet Kotaku, apparently, if you haven't been reading the site, if you wanted to see Postal, good luck, because it was supposed to have a 1,500-screen wide release. Like, Box Office Mojo's been showing it forever, and he's put out a press release saying, yeah, it's showing in 4 theaters now.
Wow. And it's like 97% lossage of theaters. Yeah,
well,
that's
the
amazing.
Funny thing is, he's like, well, and it's because people just can't handle the political content. Like, well, there's that. There's how well your movies do at the box office, and no one probably wanted to use up screen time in the middle of the summer. Seriously, Uwe Boll's movie should be coming out like it during the dumping ground, because it'll still make some money.
We're thinking about having a special screen.
We're gonna fly Uwe Boll out.
Yeah,
there you go. Hey, you know, if he wanted to come out, we'd figure out something. Because why not?
He can stay at my house.
There you go. Yeah. Well, hey, you know, get a hold of us. That's Josh at ScreenGeeks.com. So, you know, we'll get you hooked up.
We'll make it happen, Uwe.
There'd be so many snipers targeted at my house if he came.
Wow. Okay, then.
We couldn't afford that kind of security.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Maybe we could hire Dr. Dobson's people. I mean, oh, I'm sorry. I had to go there. I'll do the other Kotaku story. Apparently, there's a Bioshock movie getting made. It's in further stages than Halo has been. They're talking about Gore Verbinski being the director.
That's cool.
Which, with the visual style that he brought to... The one thing I may not like, I may hate the second two Pirates movies, but visually they were stunning films.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you haven't played Bioshock, I'm guessing, Barry. Have you played it at all, Josh?
Yeah, I've beaten it like 4 times.
Okay, yes. This is a movie that is... The game is actually, you know, pretty much a pretty straightforward first-person shooter, but the storyline, the rich environments, you know, this world that they create in Rapture, I think this thing is primed to become a really good movie.
Yeah, the atmosphere is so cool.
I want to see Andrew Ryan come to life.
Yeah.
I just cannot wait. This looks...
It's going to be so epic, though, if they pull it off, right?
Yeah, I cannot wait. It's... Yeah.
Yeah. The director of Mouse Hunt and The Ring.
Yes.
Yeah, certainly.
Absolutely.
I love Mouse Hunt.
Well, this is an interesting piece of news. As announced from the Cannes Film Festival, Werner Herzog, my brother's favorite director, the director of the recent Rescue Dawn, a number of other really incredible films, he's doing a remake of Bad Lieutenant. That's the Harvey Keitel NC-17 film, very controversial film that came out in the 90s. The remake is starring Nicolas Cage. And hey, look, kids, it's from Millennium Films, the same company that also did the Wicker Man remake a few years ago. That's all I'm saying.
Ouch. Okay, then.
God, Wicker Man was bad. Did you get around to seeing it?
No.
Don't.
No. I haven't. And I will just post this. All these stories are going to end up showing up in the show notes. Maybe not today, but probably tomorrow. First Showing has posted the Tropic Thunder Red Band trailer. I hate Ben Stiller, but this looks funny.
It does. I can't stand Ben Stiller.
Yeah, it's like you have to begrudgingly say that it looks funny.
Yeah.
I wonder how it's going to be, though, as a movie overall. Because, yeah, I agree with you. The trailer's hilarious. But, like, it looks almost like it's got a tinge of that Zoolander overkill. Like, it looks like the movie might be a little too much, I think.
Kind of like the new Mummy trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, I just saw Prince Caspian this morning. They showed that, and I was just cringing through the whole thing. I'm like, there's a reason why.
It's an underwhelming trailer. Really
there's
is.
A reason why Rachel Weisz jumped ship. Why, shoot, who directed it?
Rob Cohen.
No, the original two.
Oh, the original.
Summers.
But yeah,
Stephen Summers. Yeah. There's a reason why he jumped ship. There's a reason why everyone's jumping ship. Yeah. And
what the hell was he fighting at the end of the trailer? It was like some monster.
Yeah, it was
thing.
A Yeti. Yeah.
It was a Yeti.
It's a Yeti. I'm not kidding. It's a Yeti. Yeah, that's why I want to see the movie. It's got a big Yeti in it.
Yeah,
I love the Yeti.
I'm hoping. Yeah.
You remember the Yeti from Monsters Inc.?
Yes.
You guys want snow cones?
Yeah. Don't eat the yellow ones. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
It's my favorite part of that movie. Okay, sorry. What do I got here? What Just Happened? Good question for the show. What Just Happened is the name of the new Barry Levinson film. This is, of course, the director of everything from Man of the Year, Robin Williams, Good Morning Vietnam, The Rain Man.
Dog.
Yes, young Sherlock Holmes. He did this Hollywood satirical What Just Happened with Bruce Willis playing himself, starring Robert De Niro as a Hollywood agent. Apparently, it's a real Hollywood kind of black comedy. It premiered at Sundance, and it got just savaged by the reviews. However, it's back. It's been recut. Apparently, the first, second, and third act have been re-edited, and the movie is apparently much better and tighter, and it's premiering at the Cannes Film Festival sometime this week, and they say it's a big improvement. So hopefully, I'm waiting for this guy to make a comeback, because I love this director, and unfortunately, Man of the Years, you liked it. I had mixed feelings about it, but it was not the comeback that everybody expected.
Yeah, it was enjoyable. It was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, so I'm hoping this will be it for him.
Yes. Definitely, yeah.
You've got one. Whoa. I'll let you do your one news story.
The Megan Fox pictures?
Yes. Let's
talk about those Megan Fox pictures.
You know, in a way, I'm kind of proud. I'll let you talk about it.
Well, what was the Jennifer's body, right?
Yeah.
So she was walking off set and she was naked.
Basically. Well, no, she was wearing shorts, but.
Yeah, well.
In some kind of, like, whatever.
Bra,
see-through. No, pasty cover things and. I have to say, I'm kind of proud of the internet community that it hasn't like ravaged all over all the major news sites.
That is surprising.
I think it's because everyone doesn't want to be considered basement geeks who
Megan Fox
boobies. You know, we don't want that. And Barry's just dying over there. All right,
but you think that you would take some consideration walking on set like that, like not wanting to do that? I don't know.
Or in the middle of the bayou, you know, like, hey, what's that little light coming from that little duck pond over there?
Right. All right, then. Well, I'll do my last story over at Slash Film. They're reporting that apparently, as of right now, J.J. Abrams is saying there are no plans to do Cloverfield 2. I can just hope it stays that way.
Yeah.
Cloverfield 2, The Revenge of Hud.
Hud came back as a zombie and ate started eating people. I might see it because he could probably be more entertaining than the first movie. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I go there? Okay. Has anyone else got anything else?
The last thing, premiering at the Cannes Film Festival just the other day, Woody Allen's new film, Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Yes.
With Javier Bardem, Scarlett Johansson, and Penelope Cruz. Excellent reviews. They say it's a terrific, sexy comedy. This is a real return to form for him. They say this will probably make even more money than Match Point, which I'm very, very glad.
And I have a very big smile on my face.
Because there's one scene that you can't wait to see.
That's exactly right.
The car chase at the end?
Yep.
Oh, that's the one.
Shootout, something
yes.
like that.
Yes. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but we will be right back.
Hi, this is Anne Lockhart, and you're listening to Screen Geeks Radio.
Sue Ellen Greenblatt is a real person, not an internet celebrity. So we've enlisted Billy Flynn and the Vicar to help her tell her story.
Geek Radio Daily gives me geeky news about movies, new DVD releases, even comics and gaming.
Geek Radio Daily makes me feel special.
Ah, yeah.
Womanly.
Yeah.
Okay, so the episodes are just 15 minutes, perfect for my commute or for just geeking out while I'm at the office.
Mm. All in one concise love package.
Ooh, the package, baby.
Uh-huh. And the best part is that it's a daily cast, so I'm always in the loop.
Sometimes I listen to it out of the bath, put on little outfits.
It makes me want to invite all my friends over to show how refreshed I feel.
Mm, a slumber party, baby.
What? That's not what I said.
Get out the
chocolate mousse.
Duct tape.
Oh, get out of here, you freaks.
Geek Radio Daily. One 15-minute podcast provides 15% of the USDA recommended daily allowance of geeky goodness. Subscribe through iTunes or visit geekradiodaily.com.
All right, and our thanks to Geek Radio Daily and Anne Lockhart for doing a quick bumper up for us back at Starfest. And I've been watching some of the special features on the Summer School DVD. It's really cool. Actually, I'd say it's worth checking out for some adventurous horror film watchers.
I liked Summer School.
Yes, yes.
I kind of want to see it again.
Yeah, yeah. It was good. This is the place where we'd normally insert a topic, but we're getting ready to do an interview. So we're going to just skip past that and go straight into this week's theatrical releases.
All right. Opening in theaters this week. Opening in on four whole screens. That's right.
Four I theaters. Hope one of them's in Colorado because we'll, I think we'd all end up seeing it.
I would go.
Just to say we did. That's right. Uwe Boll's Postal. And then playing on every other screen that's available in America, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
We actually have a new theater opening up in town, like I think that weekend, and every single screen in that theater is going to be showing Indiana Jones.
That's insane.
It's pretty amazing. Well, yeah, I love that. Just the notion of like, huh, I feel like seeing it. It's like 3:45. I wonder if it's playing in town. You know, like, you know, there's a one theater where it won't be sold out. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
They did the same thing when Phantom Menace came out. I remember there was like the theaters were like, it was... Sorry to bring it up, but it's the same thing. It was like seriously hyped. It was like playing around the clock. It, like, you could see it at like 3:30 a.m. if you wanted to.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the content of the movie. I camped out overnight the week before to get the tickets and all that stuff. And
you actually camped out?
Oh, yeah. We camped
tickets even?
Yeah, for the tickets. Wow. This was before we could buy tickets online.
Oh, yeah.
And so went back the week later, 90s. Got there a couple hours early, went and saw the movie, you know, on the giant screen up in Denver. And, you know, it was whatever. But that night, my wife and, you know, girlfriend at the time and some friends were like, they're like, hey, let's go see if it's playing at this theater. I'm like, it's going to be sold out. We get there 10 minutes beforehand. Oh, no, it's like half full. Really? I did. Wow. I could have skipped camping. Mother. Yeah.
Were you at the Continental or which giant?
Yeah, it was the Continental.
Man, that's the place to see it.
A 70 millimeter screen. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Okay.
How do you feel about, because you're obviously a pretty big indie fan. So how do you feel about the whole Supernatural stuff that's been circulating, rumored about that's going to be in it?
In the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to just, like, completely clear my mind of all of it. Like, I'm not going to read a single review until after I see the movie. I understand there's, like, UFOs in it, and there's, like, an extraterrestrial sequence, so it's, like, Spielberg going back to, like, Close Encounters, but...
If it's E.T.,
you honestly...
finally phoned home.
I'll be a little disappointed, but I wanted... Honestly, what can I say? I've been waiting 20 years for this movie. Yeah. I cannot wait.
Very cool.
So.
Sweet.
I'm looking forward to it to some extent. Yes, it's been a little bit
tempered. Lower your expectations. That's probably healthy.
Yes, I will see it. I am at least fairly excited to see it. So, yes. All right, let's talk about what DVDs are hitting next week. Let's just cruise through it.
Next week, we've got Sylvester Stallone as John Rambo. Yes. What are the guilty pleasures of the year? Actually, no guilty about this pleasure. I love that movie.
Yes.
Available in regular and the special edition DVD.
Yeah, what comes on the special edition?
What's this? A digital
copy. Okay, so I made you put that in there because I needed to rant really quick. I was up at Target picking up Justice League Unlimited because, dear Lord, that was a good show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
But they had Juno, the two-disc in there. And you had the shooting script and you had the single disc, but the second disc is a digital copy of the movie. No extra features. There's milking it and then there's this.
What is the point? It's like I've got my little portable DVD player on my plane.
No. So you can put a copy on your laptop, on your computer, on your portable video device, as long as it's not a Zune, an iPod, or something else. I forget what the other one is, but that's sort of like the two big ones anyway. It's pointless. It's really kind of annoying.
Because the first time I saw this was with Live Free or Die Hard. Yes. They also had that, and I'm like, what is this thing?
Yeah,
but also with a bunch of other extras as well. So they made it worth my while. I'm not opposed to having a digital copy. It's give me something else with it.
This is lame. I mean, at least Showgirls came out with the special edition. You got the shot glass, right? You had the home game. You had the Twister game you could play. I mean, that's useful. This is useless.
I can rip my DVD and put it on my iPod. What do I need a digital copy for?
Right. And I guess this is their way of trying to cut down people ripping DVDs, you think? Or
I don't know how if you can't play it on your iPod anyway.
I know.
Just saying. Okay.
All right.
What else?
Also
move on.
Coming out next weekend, the Rambo collector set with all four movies. That's First Blood, Rambo First Blood Part 2, Rambo 3, and Rambo.
Yeah, I think it's like a steel tin, and it looks pretty cool.
It's pretty sweet. Notice that three of those movies have the word Rambo in the title. Just saying. And then on the Criterion Special Edition, The Thief of Baghdad. Excellent.
The inspiration for Part of the Majestic.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, hey, and if it's Criterion, it's good.
Yes.
And then a movie that nobody saw, but everybody should see, because it's an excellent film. John Cusack and Grace is Gone. You know, forget that you've heard that it's an Iraqi war movie. It is beautiful. It's touching. It's not heavy-handed or depressing. It's just a great, great film.
Cool.
Is there a date yet for the Grindhouse box set?
Not in America. It's out in Japan. If you want to pay $90, go for it. You know, but... Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I was going to say something I totally spaced what it was going to be.
Grace is Gone? Or
No.
Thief of Baghdad? Talking about The Majestic?
No, I don't know.
You love that film?
It's okay. You know, we've been running a contest. We have all the entries. After we had our first entry, we had quite a few more come in.
Yay, more entries.
So, Josh,
one guy.
Yeah, Josh, yep. Since you're here, I'll let you go ahead and pull the name out of the hat.
Okay. There you go.
Okay, hand it to me. All right. This may sound like nepotism or something, but our good friend Aaron Moore, you are the winner of our 8.5 Criterion Edition.
Yay, Aaron Moore! Woo!
congratulations. Sure. Shoot me an email, dave@screengeeks.com. We'll figure out a way to get it to you and all that fun stuff. And, you know, we've also got voicemail now. It was down for a while because I just let the subscription lapse because, yeah.
We could sure use another call from Michael Bay or Eli Roth.
I don't think we've had any on this show.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Nice to hear what's going on with those guys.
There you go. If you'd like to leave us a voicemail, you can give us a call at 719-387-1804. And you can always shoot us an email, podcast@screengeeks.com, or Barry, Josh, Dave, Ethan, now Nate as well. He's going to be doing some stuff for us at screengeeks.com. And we've got some pretty interesting, stupid stuff coming up this summer.
Yes, we do.
I'm just saying. So, yeah.
Stupid stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's gloriously offensive. Stupid. Gloriously
is stupid.
Stupid
like the new bad? Like it's a cool thing? Like, yo, that was just stupid.
Yeah, that's
man.
Not what I meant. But, you know.
You meant like really stupid.
Yeah.
Like retarded.
Yeah. And since we're running late for that interview, we'd better get out of here. But we will catch you next week. Until then, this is Dave.
This is Barry.
And Josh,
take it easy.